More than 9,000 families in the heart of Silicon Valley don't have access to the internet on a computer at home. Thanks to the COVID-19 crisis, Santa Clara County Supervisors voted on Tuesday to close that so-called digital divide. KLW's Sarah Lai Sterland reports.
Think about the things that you have to do every day. Study for an assignment, apply for a job, or unemployment benefits, and it's likely that you have to do it online. But thousands of low-income families and almost 15,000 students in Silicon Valley don't have access. So, the county's lawmakers on Tuesday voted to approve more than $7 million to change that. Most of those needing computers and connections are in San Jose and the southern, more rural parts of the county. Cindy Chavez, the president of the Board of Supervisors, noted in a marathon supervisors meeting Tuesday that internet access at home is even more essential today because most of the basic functions of life have moved online and institutions providing public access, like libraries, are closed. She also said that she doesn't want low-income Latinx kids without access to fall further behind academically than they already are. Supervisor Mike Wasserman reluctantly sided with Chavez, but noted that tech industry constituents with their stocks at record highs should do more to step up. Other sources of funding for the initiative come from San Jose, federal funds, AT&T and Verizon, and the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. The county currently projects that it will run a $300 million deficit for its total budget the next fiscal year. The board needs to finalize its budget in August and equip families for internet access by the time school starts. In Los Gatos, I'm Sarah Lai Sterland, KALW News.